After 1989, President Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics.
It is possible to make people contented with their servitude. I think this can be done. I think it has been done in the past, but I think it could be done even more effectively now, because you can provide them with bread and circuses, and you can provide them with endless amounts of distractions and propaganda.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm a dictator.
What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Resisting the technological enslavement system. This is the Live Free or Die radio show with your host, Lee Rogers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the program. Today is May 27, 2008. The website is roguegovernment.com. Also, be sure to check out blacklistednews.com, intelstrike.com, and thought-criminal.org for all of your news and informational needs pertaining to the New World Order. And, man, we got a bunch of stuff we're going to cover on today's show. And this one I just found off the wires. This one is just amazing, folks. And I'm telling you, they are really ratcheting it up in terms of a potential military strike against Iran. And what's really interesting about this particular story is the timing involved, because we also saw a few other news stories that coincides with this particular news story. And this news story from ABC News, the headline, New Al-Qaeda Tape to Call for Weapons of Mass Destruction Use Against Civilians. And we'll get into this after the first commercial break. But this particular article, this coincides with our article from the Asia Times, which talks about how Bush is planning to strike Iran within the next 2 months. And we're starting to see more and more activity in the press. And we're starting to see more and more of this activity from Al-Qaeda. But of course, we know that Al-Qaeda is really nothing more than a CIA front group. It's a black op. It's a psychological warfare operation directed against the American people and the people of the West to buy into this phony terror war. So it's incredibly disturbing to see that they're going to be releasing a new Al-Qaeda tape calling for weapons of mass destruction use against civilians. Incredibly disturbing, especially when you consider everything else that's going on. This Asia Times report of Bush playing an Iranian airstrike within 2 months, not to mention all these other so-called Al-Qaeda tapes that they've been releasing. And of course, Bush was just over in the Middle East. You also had Cheney in the Middle East. You know, they're getting ready for something. Now, maybe they'll reverse direction, because it looks like there's some infighting amongst the elites. You got Brzezinski, who's been coming out and speaking out against any sort of invasion against Iran. This is an article that came out from the Iranian news agency Press TV. And he says that U.S. is suffering from Iran paranoia. And he talks about how we shouldn't be dealing with Iran in this fashion. But of course, Brzezinski, this guy just wants to go after Russia and China. Then after we finish going after them, then we can go after the rest of the third world. So there's a disagreement amongst the elites about how they should push forward their new world order. You know, it's not whether we should have a new world order or not. It's how they should go about forming the new world order. We'll get into this in great detail on the other side. Stay with us.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to get right into this news right here. New Al-Qaeda tape to call for weapons of mass destruction use against civilians. This is a report from ABC News, and let me just read from this. It says here, intelligence and law enforcement sources tell ABC News they are expecting Al-Qaeda operatives will post a new video on the internet in the next 24 hours, calling for what one source said is jihadists to use biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons to attack the West. Now, isn't it interesting that they're able to determine that Al-Qaeda operatives are going to post a new video on the internet in the next 24 hours, but they never can round up any of these so-called Al-Qaeda operatives? That's very interesting. I wonder why that is. Well, the answer is quite simple. It's because these people are the ones that create the Al-Qaeda tapes. There's really no difference between the CIA and Al-Qaeda. It's one and the same. And pretty much if you substitute the word Al-Qaeda for CIA or Western intelligence agencies, then you get a much more accurate picture of what's happening. I mean, it's ridiculous for us to believe that they know that there's going to be a new tape, a new videotape in the next 24 hours of these Al-Qaeda operatives talking about how they want to use WMDs against the West. Yet they haven't been able to find bin Laden. They haven't been able to find all these so-called Al-Qaeda operatives. That's because it's all cloak and dagger nonsense. It's a massive psyop. Intel Center and SITE, these two groups that always come up with these videos, audio tapes, and Al-Qaeda propaganda, they're the ones that are actually releasing the videos and the audio tapes. It's really that simple. Let me continue on with the report. It continues. There have been several reports that Al-Qaeda will release a new message calling for the use of weapons of mass destruction against civilians, FBI spokesman Richard Colko told ABC News in an email. Although there have been similar messages in the past, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have no intelligence of any specific plot or indication of a threat to the U.S., the email said. The FBI and U.S. intelligence community will review the message for any intelligence value. Well, I mean, just ask the people that made the videotape. I mean, is it really that hard? But again, it's all about the illusion. That's really what Al-Qaeda is. It's a massive illusion. It's a massive fraud. The report continues. While there is no evidence of any direct threat, the FBI sent a bulletin to 18,000 law enforcement agencies across the country out of an abundance of caution. Yeah, so now they're going to ratchet up the hysteria. You see, I mean, it's really interesting how Al-Qaeda always seems to come out with tapes at an opportune time for the Bush administration. You know, people aren't buying into the war on terror. They don't believe it anymore, so now they have to step it up a notch. So they come up with this Al-Qaeda tape and say that they're going to kill us and they're going to use weapons of mass destruction. And folks, the only people that are going to be using weapons of mass destruction on us are the governments themselves. 9/11 and the 7/7 bombings are two perfect examples of the government engaging in a false flag terror attack. And then they blame it on the terrorists. They blame it on Al-Qaeda, which the CIA formed back in the late 70s, early 80s. You can ask Brzezinski about that one, because he was one of the masterminds behind it. And the report continues, the expected posting of a new tape comes on the heels of a spat of messages from Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Earlier this month, Al-Qaeda released an audio message from bin Laden, and it goes on and on. There's really no need to get into that, but, you know, basically speaking, what's really interesting about all this stuff is that, or even this bin Laden audio message, you know, they said that, oh, we can't authenticate the message. We don't know 100% if it came from bin Laden, but the big headline in the Associated Press report said, bin Laden releases new audio message, even though you read the report and it's not even authenticated. They can't even determine if it's an authenticated clip of bin Laden, but it doesn't matter because it's just meant for propaganda purposes, and it's meant to sell you on the notion that we need to be in Iraq and Afghanistan to fight this phony terror war. And this is just them stepping up a notch. That's all this is. Now, you consider this news story, and then there's another news story from the Asia Times. Bush plans Iran airstrike within 2 months. And let me just read this one. It says here, the George W. Bush administration plans to launch an airstrike against Iran within the next 2 months. An informed source tells Asia Times Online, echoing other reports that have surfaced in the media in the United States recently. Two key U.S. senators briefed on the attack planned to go public with their opposition to the move, according to the source, but their projected New York Times op-ed piece has yet to appear. The source, a retired U.S. career diplomat and former assistant secretary of state, still active in the foreign affairs community, speaking anonymously, said last week that the U.S. plans an airstrike against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. And it goes on to say, the airstrike would target the headquarters of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps elite Quds force. With an estimated strength of up to 90,000 fighters, the Quds stated mission is to spread Iran's revolution of 1979 throughout the region. And then it goes on and on. Both the articles are up on RogueGovernment.com. But it's interesting you see a news report like this from the Asia Times, and then you see this ABC news report talking about this new Al-Qaeda tape, talking about how they're going to use weapons of mass destruction against civilians in the West. And make no mistake about it. You know, these people will stage terror attacks. Gary Hart wrote a piece talking about, and this is directly to Ahmadinejad. He was talking about how we stage terror attacks, we're not afraid to do it, and we will stage terror attack, we will blame it on your country. We don't care. He literally said that. He referenced the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And I don't have it in front of me, but I mean, you can just search for Gary Hart and Ahmadinejad, Iran, and you should be able to come up with something. But, I mean, this is how brazen these people are. These people, they just write about it. You have Gary Hart bragging about how they staged terror attacks, and nobody seems to care. No, we're more concerned about what Hillary Clinton said and what Barack Obama said, and, oh, Obama's black, and, oh, Hillary's a woman, and it's just ridiculous. It's stage theater. The election doesn't mean a damn thing. It really doesn't matter which one of these people become the next president. There's no difference between them. And if there is, it's very little. You look at the voting record of all these people. There is little to no difference. Little to no difference. That's why the media is constantly talking about how, oh, Barack Obama is black and Hillary Clinton is this woman and John McCain is this so-called war hero. And there's a lot of doubt about that. But either way, you know, they just talk about issues that don't mean anything. And there's a reason for that. But I mean, you see these two news articles, this is just incredible what's happening here. And there's no doubt that over the next 2 to 3 months, you know, if they're going to pull something off, this is prime territory for them to do so. Because Bush's approval ratings are in the toilet, and it really doesn't matter if it goes any lower. They don't care because they know they're going to pass a baton on to somebody else from what it looks like. Now, I know Bush could potentially or theoretically just say, nah, I'm just going to declare a national emergency and we're going to have martial law and I'm just going to be the dictator. You know, he could do that. You know, look at Presidential Directive 51. He's given himself that power, and nobody in the Congress seems to really care. But I don't think they're going to do that. That'd be too obvious. I think what's going to happen is they're going to hand over power to either Hillary or Obama, and then they're going to start moving forward with their phony left agenda. You know, you have the global warming stuff pushed ahead, and actually they're already starting to push that thing. But that's a whole other story. But, I mean, this is what's happening here. So over the next 2 to 3 months, this is definitely prime territory for some sort of false flag terror attack and some sort of potential military strike against Iran. I mean, these reports, you know, indicate that this is exactly what might happen. Now, granted, it may not happen. Now, we see what Brzezinski is talking about. And let me just get into this article. And this one comes from Press TV. I was mentioning brief in the first segment. And it basically is entitled U.S. Suffering from Iran Paranoia, and it gets into what Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the author of the Grand Chessboard, the man who actually started Al-Qaeda in the late 70s, early 80s. And it's obvious that he has a fundamental disagreement with the neoconservatives, and let me get into this article just real quick. It actually references a Washington Post article that came out. It says here, former U.S. National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski says Washington has founded its Iran policy on paranoia. The widely propagated notion of a suicidal Iran detonating its very first nuclear weapon against Israel is more the product of paranoia or demagogy than of serious strategic calculus. It cannot be the basis for U.S. policy, and it should not be for Israel's either, Brzezinski wrote in an article published in the Washington Post on Tuesday. He advised Washington to adopt a more realistic policy and engage the Islamic Republic in direct negotiations instead of threatening the country with war. Brzezinski explained that the U.S. double standards on Iran's uranium enrichment program are ineffective and, more importantly, illogical. Now, I actually agree with what Brzezinski is saying there. You know, it actually makes a great deal of sense. But, of course, this guy, he wants to go after Russia and China. And he sees those two countries as having the major power bases in the world besides the United States. So he just wants to go in and take over those countries, get rid of them, and then you have all the time in the world to go after all the third world countries that are left. But of course, that policy, I don't think, is the way to go either. We shouldn't be involved in all this madness. So what you're seeing here is a fundamental disagreement between people like Brzezinski and the neoconservatives. Now, what's going to happen, I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller, but we're looking at these reports, and it's clear that there is a danger of some sort of false flag terror attack within the next few months, and a potential invasion of Iran, I think more so than ever before. But we'll have to see what happens. This is very interesting stuff, very interesting news that's come out in the past couple of days. And we will, of course, keep you updated to see if there's any further developments. And I'm sure we'll find out more about this so-called Al-Qaeda tape that's going to come out within the next 24 hours. And it's just amazing, you know, they somehow realize that an Al-Qaeda tape is going to come out. They find all this information about this Al-Qaeda tape, but they can't arrest all these so-called Al-Qaeda figures. They can't defeat Al-Qaeda. Gee, I wonder why. Well, that's because Al-Qaeda is the CIA, and the CIA is Al-Qaeda. They're one and the same. We'll be right back. We'll get to more news, more information. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. ProGovernment.com is the website. Check it out for all of your news and informational needs pertaining to this New World Order enslavement system. And in the next segment, we're going to have a massive news blitz. Some of the news stories we're going to talk about. We've got this atom-smashing lab experiment that's going to start in June. Very scary stuff there. World Bank to raise $5.5 billion for climate change. Huge, huge fraud right there. Got this article from the United Kingdom. All adults should carry carbon ration cards. That's an MP that's talking about that. Just unbelievable. Of course, more of the global warming fraud there. Got a bunch of our stuff. So yeah, massive news blitz coming up in the next segment. But for now, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Lee. I really enjoy your show, Lee.
Thank you.
You don't pull any punches. It's very hard hitting. I love it. Lee, a while back, a few weeks ago, I watched on TexMars website at powerofprophecy.com. He has a, you can access this interview that David Frost had with Benazir Bhutto, and Benazir Bhutto, I don't know if it was just before she was assassinated, but in any case, before she was assassinated, she said that Osama bin Laden is absolutely for certain that he's dead. He didn't die of natural causes. He was gunned down. I have to watch it again, but I think she indicated that it was by, like, an elite team from the Pakistani security forces. But she says he's definitely dead. So evidently these videos are just as you say, Lee, that they're just CIA productions, I guess, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I know the videotape that you're talking about. I've seen it. It's been a little while since I've actually taken a look at it. And you know, you could argue if it was a slip of the tongue or she meant to talk about somebody else. But I think it's pretty clear, irregardless of what you think of that tape, that Osama bin Laden is most likely dead. There were reports of him being sent to the CIA hospital, and he was on a kidney dialysis. And to think that this guy is still alive, I think is really a stretch of the imagination, to say the least.
Yeah, and then Tex Mar said that that this broadcast, this interview, David Frost was ordered to bury it, but he was lucky to get it. I'll just say this, Lee, and then let you go on with the show. But you know, I've always felt, Lee, that the reason that we were never hit a second time by these so-called Al-Qaeda Islamo-fascists, the reason that we were never hit a second time is because we were never hit by them the first time. That's why we were never hit by them a second time.
Well, sure. I mean, pretty much, I mean, what we're dealing with here is we're just dealing with the CIA and their assorted spook squads that go around and pull off these operations. I mean, there really isn't an organization called Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden didn't even refer to his organization as Al-Qaeda until the U.S. media started referring to his organization as Al-Qaeda. And that's pretty much the bottom line. I mean, Al-Qaeda is just this boogeyman group that was created by the CIA to propagandize its war on terror. And you're absolutely right. But Dave, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Lots of good points there. Let's move on. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, how you doing?
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Hello,
hi, Henry.
Yeah.
Hi, yes, sir.
Okay. Here's the thing. You mentioned about going into Iran. The only thing is that the people who said that, they're not thinking. They can't go into Iran. Where are they going to get the troops? They got a war on two fronts. They got troops in Afghanistan. They got troops in Iraq. How are they going to get the troops that they need, unless they have a draft, to go into Iran?
Well, you raise a good point. I mean, the Asia Times article speaks of an airstrike. I don't think they speak of some sort of military invasion with ground forces. I think they're just referring to some sort of airstrike.
Yeah, but just having an airstrike is not going to... that's not going to get them to take over Iran. What are they going to do? Just bomb... they're going to bomb places to protect that SE little country over there, because see, all this stuff has all to do with that SE little country they call Israel. You know, that's what even the French, Daniel Bernal, I think the French ambassador to the UN, I think that's what he said. Well, maybe he always knows something, but you know, only a moron, this country's stupid anyway, well, in a lot of ways, but only a moron like that Bush would think of having a... I'm just trying to think. Have you ever heard of any country that had a war on three fronts? Not that I know of. I mean, I know...
There haven't been very many, that's for sure. It's not very good military strategy.
Yeah, because I know Clausewitz wrote a book, a German author, on war. And supposedly, I know a person who read an unexpurgated edition of Mein Kampf, and Hitler was saying not to have try to prevent a war on, you know, two fronts, and yet he did the same thing. Napoleon had the same thing, although with Hitler, I guess he was lucky near the end, because with those anti-gravity discs and he put those jet aircraft, you know, that could have turned the course of the war, but he decided to use it as a bomber, and it was more practical use as a fighter, and that's what the generals were telling him. But anyway, to cut to the chase, you know, a war on, you know, it's hard to win a war on two fronts, although it's possible. But I never heard anywhere where it's possible to win a war on three fronts, because first of all, wars can kind of turn on you. You know,
right.
There's always some...
Hey, Henry, got a break. I'll hold you over, though. We'll just got a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the program. Again, the website is progovernment.com. Check it out for all of your news and informational needs pertaining to the New World Order. And we've got Henry from Connecticut on the line. And Henry, just real quick, just want to give you an opportunity to finish up your thoughts. And we got to go through a massive news blitz. So I think you're talking about the two-front or three-front war. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I was saying, yeah, right. It's very difficult to win a two-front war. Even though Hitler could have turned the war around, I'm not saying rooting for either side, but I'm saying he could have with those anti-gravity discs that he had near the end of the war and the jet planes, which Albert Speer and a lot of the people in the high-ranking Luftwaffe would encourage him to use it as fighters, jet fighters, and he wouldn't insist that it should be used as a bomber and so forth. Well, anyway, that was even then it's difficult. That was a two-front war, okay? But I've never heard of a three-front war will just drain your resources and your men. I mean, because sometimes, a lot of times, I'm not an expert on war. I'm not a general. I haven't served in the military. But knowing from some of the things I've read and so forth, wars can go be unpredictable. I mean, even in ancient world, you know, even Caesar, and ancient some of the great generals, that are soldiers of the ancient Roman Empire, you know, and the Greeks even, they knew. You know, they can turn on you sometimes. Sometimes you get the resources. Things can be unpredictable on certain occasions and sometimes. And, you know, a three-front war, you know, between Iraq, and then have one in Afghanistan, and then now have one in Iran. You imagine a kind of drain, even a country the size of us or Russia, it would not only drain them, but they would lose.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
Israel would stay safe and stay Jewish, and we would turn into Latin America. See, that's how stupid we are.
Yeah, I hear you, Henry. And thanks for the call. Good points there. I just got massive news blitz I got to get to. But yeah, I mean, clearly fighting a three-front war is not a very smart military strategy. But, you know, look, the people in the White House just don't seem to care about that. They seem to be hell-bent on destroying this country. And it's really a very little consequence to them what happens afterwards. I mean, that's why they're breaking the military. That's why they're sending our troops over there for, what, five tours now? Five tours, probably even six tours at this point. I mean, I don't even know at this point, but either way, it's ridiculous what's happening to the military, and it's ridiculous what they're doing to this country. You know, it's just being looted left and right by these tyrants, and I firmly believe that what they're trying to do is actually destroy this country, and that's why they're potentially going to engage us in a three-front war in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Iran, and, you know, it would be insane if they, in fact, decide to go ahead and do this, and I sincerely hope they do not. All right. Massive news blitz coming up right here. Lots of stuff to get into. And all these stories are up on roguegovernment.com if you want to take a look at them. It's just madness. Absolute madness. On every day, we see something new that is just completely off the charts. And a lot of these news stories warrant 10 to 15 minutes of coverage apiece. But unfortunately, we only have so much airtime. So I'm going to do the best I can. But just a reminder to everybody out there that's listening, I do a second hour of radio on the TruthNet radio network. This show is also simulcast on that network as well. And I'll get into a lot of this stuff in much more detail in that second hour. But without further ado, let's get into some of this news. Let me go right down the list. Gaps point to holes in port security. That's from ABC News. It says here, Department of Homeland Security program to strengthen port security has gaps that terrorists could exploit to smuggle weapons of mass destruction in cargo containers, congressional investigators have found. Wasn't that interesting? Now we got this report on how there's holes in port security. Meanwhile, you got this Al-Qaeda tape that's going to come out, I guess, tomorrow or whenever, according to ABC News as well. It talks about how they're going to use weapons of mass destruction against civilians in the West. Now, isn't this interesting? Now we have this particular report here, and that coincides perfectly with this report on this Al-Qaeda tape, talking about how they're going to use WMDs against civilian targets. Completely insane. But you know what? It really doesn't matter because this whole terror war is phony to begin with. It's the government. It's the government. That's what we should be concerned about, the government, because they're the ones but that are behind all of these terror attacks. They pulled off 9/11. They pulled off the 7/7 bombings. They pulled off the Oklahoma City bombings as well. WTC 93, they had FBI agents involved in that operation. I mean, the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. What more information and evidence do you need to not trust the government? The government is not your friend. They don't like you. They hate you. And it's that simple. But most people think the government is our friend. They believe in this phony democracy that we have. And democracy is really one of the worst forms of government that you could have. You know, I'd almost rather have an outright dictatorship than a democracy, like the one we have here. Because at least with a dictator, you know that this person is a dictator. With a democracy, you have all these people who think that they're free, but are really not. And that's a big joke. Let me continue on with our news story. This one's just rich. There's a claim of taser use being beneficial. This is from Science News. This is just amazing. It says here, an irate, hospitalized man who developed an irregular heartbeat reverted to a normal rhythm after security personnel subdued him with a taser. A team of doctors reports an upcoming issue of the Annals of Emergency Medicine. So now they're saying that, oh, well, shooting somebody with a taser may actually be beneficial. Now, that's just the most insane thing that I think I've ever seen. Of course, there's countless numbers of deaths pertaining to taser use. You got these police running around just tasering people for really no reason. They're tasering people that are handcuffed, tasering people that get speeding tickets. And the taser was initially given to police so they could use something in lieu of using their firearm on somebody. But now they're just using tasers for pretty much anything. And of course, the amount of deaths that have resulted from shooting people with tasers is well documented. These are pretty much human cattle prods. Oh, but now they got this report saying that taser use may be beneficial. Yeah, and the sky is purple. The sky is purple. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the sky is purple. So, yes, taser use is beneficial. I mean, if you have a heart ailment, then you should just get shot with a taser. Palestinian police to get riot control training. This comes from the Associated Press. Yes, they are giving Palestinian police officers riot gear. Part of this European Union-sponsored public order course. Unbelievable. So now, even Palestinian police are getting the Darth Vader outfits and getting trained in riot control. Yeah, of course. I mean, you gotta have these riot control polices everywhere, including the Palestinian territories. Makes perfect sense. So now they got Palestinian police being trained to control riots. Simply amazing. Red Cross officials might be stealing Chinese earthquake funds. This comes from the Epoch Times, Chinese news agency. And yeah, even Red Cross officers or officials, what do you want to call these people, apparently, they may be involved in stealing earthquake funds. Chinese earthquake funds. Meant for the victims of the Chinese earthquake. No, but that doesn't matter. They're just going to take some for themselves. So there you go. I mean, the corruption is just widespread. Even the Red Cross. You know, you'd think there might be some honorable people, at least in the Red Cross. Well, that doesn't appear to be so, according to this report. Here's another one. Billions in defense spending unchecked, according to a report. This is from the Associated Press. Pentagon auditors say billions of dollars in military spending is going unchecked because they are having trouble keeping pace with the ever-expanding defense budget and combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Right, like this is a big surprise. In a recent report, the Defense Department Inspector General estimates that nearly half of the military's $316 billion weapons budget went unchecked last year because the IG's office lacked the manpower. Oh, I'm sure that was just a slight oversight on the part of the Defense Department and the Inspector General's office. I'm sure that was just a small oversight. So nearly half of the military's $316 billion weapons budget was unchecked. And we know there's widespread corruption and all sorts of government waste. It's well documented. Watch the movie Iraq for Sale to just take a look at a piece of it. Right before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld actually came out and said that the Pentagon could not account for $2.3 trillion. That is just an astronomical figure. So this report should come as no surprise. I mean, this is what's going on. It's widespread corruption. It's the government being looted by these big multinational corporations. You know, Dick Cheney's outfits, KBR, Halliburton, and a number of other these contractors. And it's going to continue. It's going to continue as long as we are over there. Because what's happening here is that you are breeding a culture of corruption. You know, spend $20 for an ice cube tray and just absurd expenditures. Oh, because they're over in Iraq, that justifies charging the government these outrageous amounts of money and these outrageous salaries that these people are getting. Meanwhile, we're not paying our troops anything compared to the contractors and what they're getting. It's incredibly disgusting. World Bank to raise $5.5 billion for climate change. That's a Bloomberg report. And yeah, what's really interesting about this is that when Myanmar tried to get funds from the World Bank said, no, we're not going to give you money to solve the humanitarian crisis in your country because you're in debt. Oh, but when it comes to raising $5.5 billion to tackle global warming, oh, they're just ready to go. But when it comes to a real humanitarian crisis, which is their mandate, that's their supposed charter, which of course we know that they actually do the exact opposite. They're there to try to take over the third world and enslave the third world. But according to their charter, they should have helped out Myanmar considering it's a humanitarian crisis. But they said, no, we can't do that because your country's in debt. Sorry. Yeah, but when it comes to raising all this money to fight climate change, billions of dollars, they're just ready to go. And you can check out that report. It's just incredibly disgusting. You can check that up on roguegovernment.com. This one ties into the global warming fraud. MP says all adults should carry carbon ration cards. These people have clearly lost their mind. This is from the Daily Mail. Every adult should be forced to use a carbon ration card when they pay for petrol, airline tickets, or household energy, MP say. And it goes on. The Influential Environmental Audit Committee says a personal carbon trading scheme is the best and fairest way of cutting Britain's CO2 emissions without penalizing the poor. Absolutely disgusting. And, of course, this whole global warming fraud, this fraud of climate change, they want to implement this carbon credit system, this carbon tax, whatever you want to call it, essentially to enslave humanity. It's anti-progress. They want to ensure that you don't take over their power base. So what do? They decide, oh, well, we're going to manufacture this phony threat, blaming man-made carbon emissions on global warming, and then we're going to tax carbon emissions. And if you read Senate Bill 2191, basically what it does, and they're pushing for that, the GOP is mounting phony opposition against Senate Bill 2191, and that's a sign that they're really going to push forward with that agenda. But with Senate Bill 2191, what it does is that starting in 2012, and I'm sure that's just another coincidence, they're going to start this in 2012, starting in 2012, going all the way up to around 2050 or 2055, around that time frame, they're going to gradually reduce the amount of carbon credits that are available. So by the time you get to 2050, 2055, in that time frame, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be dead because of the lack of carbon credits that are available. You see, what they're first going to do is they're going to allow all these carbon credits to be fairly available, like widely available. Then they're going to reduce the amount of carbon credits, and it's just going to serve to squeeze the middle class and the poor and then funnel more and more wealth into the hands of the elite. And I tell you what, if they implement some sort of carbon card scheme over here, I'm not taking one of these damn things. And neither should you. We should not participate in such a ridiculous program that is designed to enslave us. It's not even a real problem. But of course, they bring forward the phony solution, and they're first going to try to implement this in the United Kingdom. These carbon credit ration cards. I mean, this should make you absolutely sick. Simply amazing. Let's see what else we can cover here. They got another article from the Daily Mail about the bin police over in the United Kingdom. Just more of the enslavement system. I got these Nazi bin police that go around and inspect people's trash bins. And now this is unbelievable. Let me just read from this, just real quick. It says here, families are furious about plans by a council's bin police to question them about their medical history. Yeah, so now the garbage police are going to go around, and they're going to question people about their medical history. And what is the purpose of this? But of course, you know, just about teaching the British people that they're slaves, that they're subservient to the royal crown. And that's really what it's all about. And I tell you what, I mean, you know, the United Kingdom, that country should just fall out into the Atlantic Ocean with all these different rules and laws and regulations that they're passing. I mean, I don't know why anybody would want to live there at this point. It's this high-tech enslavement system that they're beta testing over there. And all this stuff will come over here. I promise you that. That's why I look very closely at what the British press is reporting, because there's all sorts of crazy stuff that they're doing over there. And it's coming here, folks. It's coming here. Oh, what else do we have? Wartime PTSD cases jumped near 50%. That's from the Associated Press. And yeah, the PTSD cases are going through the roof, all by design. And they do not have the means to take care of all these people that are coming back that have PTSD and all these problems after serving two tours, three tours, four tours, or five tours over the Middle East. Kids in Katrina trailers might have ailments. Lifelong ailments, actually. That's in our Associated Press report. And this gets into all those FEMA trailers that they supplied for all the victims of Katrina. And they actually had formaldehyde fumes in many of the trailers that were up to five times the safe level. Now, it's coming out that all of these children that were living in these trailers, they may have problems from a lifelong standpoint. And you can thank the nice people at FEMA for that. Oh, but the government loves you. Don't believe me. The government loves you. They want to do everything for you. They're here to help. Look, the government is extremely dangerous. People who are with the government and are in positions of power are incredibly dangerous as well. I hate to say that. I know there's still good people that work in the system, but the system has gone entirely bad. It's totally corrupt. And the best thing that you could possibly do is just to stay as far away from government as you can. That's just the bottom line. You don't want these people getting involved in your internal affairs. I can tell you that much. Atom smashing lab experiment to start in June. This comes from the AFP. And this is the super collider experiment that they're going to start up very soon to try to recreate the beginnings of the universe. And there's been people who, some scientists particularly, that were concerned that this particular experiment may actually create a black hole, but they don't care. They're just going to do it anyway. And this guy's saying, oh, don't worry. The system is totally safe. One of the scientists involved with this. Well, I don't know about you, but I mean, some of this stuff is getting a little crazy. Some of the experiments that they're doing. We'll be right back. Last segment coming up.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, last segment here on the program. Again, the website is roguegovernment.com. But before we wrap up the show and cover some last few news stories, a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors. And this sponsor is the documentary film Washington, You're Fired. And this film gets into a number of important issues. It gets into the warrantless spying. It gets into the Patriot Act. It gets into the Military Commissions Act. It gets into H.R. 1955, the thought crimes legislation that they're trying to pass. Well, actually, they've already passed it. They're trying to pass it in the Senate now and send it to George Bush, a horrible piece of legislation. It gets into all that. gets into the loss of habeas corpus and posse comitatus. It gets into a number of very important issues and events that have occurred after the 9/11 attacks. And if you want to get somebody's attention that doesn't really understand what's happening in this country, then I strongly recommend that you pick up a copy of this film, Washington, You're Fired. And you can get a copy of this film at the website, www.takebackwashington.com. Again, that's www.takebackwashington.com. And you should be able to get a copy of this for $16.95, and that's a limited-time offer. So again, www.takebackwashington.com to get a copy of this great film. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me just get into some of these last few news stories. And I'll be getting into these a lot more in the second hour that I do on the TruthNet Radio Network following this broadcast here on RBN. I mean, there's just so much news to get into. It's impossible to cover everything on a day-to-day basis. Even if I had 5 hours, it would not be enough to cover all of this stuff. But real quick, let me just cover these last few ones. Glitch delays moving Mars lander's arm. And it's really interesting because, and this is an Associated Press report on this, but it's really interesting. They had the Mars Phoenix lander, this mission, and supposedly the successful mission. So what does NASA decide to do? They send back all these black and white photos. Now, this is the 21st century when you can purchase a digital camera that gives you these high-resolution color images for very cheap, yet NASA, for whatever reason, is sending back black and white photos from the Mars surface. And now, all of a sudden, we have this glitch with the Mars lander's arm. Isn't that just convenient? And I tell you what, folks, NASA, as an agency, this is supposed to be a public agency, a government institution. There needs to be an investigation into the inner workings of NASA. Because, as far as I'm concerned, if we have this Phoenix lander, we send it to Mars, and it supposedly lands on Mars, and they're just sending back some black and white photos, I feel incredibly ripped off. And that's assuming that this mission is even real. There's, of course, a number of questions about the NASA moon landings that took place back in the 1960s and 1970s. A number of different researchers believe that the footage that we saw was faked. And, you know, some of the stuff that I've looked at, you know, I believe there's some credence to that. You know, I mean, there's just a number of things I think NASA has kept secret from us, and they're definitely not transparent about a lot of the things that they're doing. And I'll get into this more in the second hour of radio that I do, but, you know, it's just convenient that you have this glitch in the Mars lander's arm. Meanwhile, you got these 30-year-old satellites that got launched in the 1970s that are still transmitting back information. It's completely ridiculous, and I just think there's something more to what's going on there. Here's another article. It's very interesting. Site tells kids when they should die. That comes from news.com.au. And pretty much this website tells how much carbon children can produce before they die. This is horrible propaganda. It goes back to the eugenics agenda of these elites and this pro-death agenda that they have of depopulating the planet. Now, unfortunately, I rambled on a little bit about the Mars story, but check out roguegovernment.com for all this news and much, much more. Anyway, I'm out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do this again. Take care.
Men.